It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Now wait a minute.
Can I get a, I have a request, Peachy Portero.
Yes?
I need, do you know what I want a segment of? I want a segment with a voice, what do they call those things?
What this guy's, synthesizer?
You know what this guy's doing?
Yeah. He's got one of those.
Like, if I have to put a straw in my mouth, like that's how they did in the 70s. But an auto-tuner.
Auto-tuner, yeah, that's it.
I think this show would be spectacular with an auto-tuner.
How much are auto-tuners?
Free. I mean, they're on an app, I'm sure.
You think so?
Oh, I'm sure. What I don't know is, like, how do I get it? I want to do it in real time. So, like, you hear me out. God, stupid.
Are you trying to eat that microphone again?
God, I hope not. That was terrible yesterday. I think I might have come up with typhoid.
No. Get back.
Joe Williams has typhoid. He probably doesn't have typhoid.
No.
Can you imagine? Like, you go into it. What do you got, typhoid? Oh, and by the way, 303-831-1340, ladies. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. It doesn't even have to be sports.
Why not?
It can be sports. It could be football.
Foosball.
It could be. No one likes soccer. Sorry. It could be basketball. I got basketball. I could talk basketball. Nobody cares about hockey. But I do got basketball. Did you hear about the trade?
Yeah, no, it was a big one.
So huge trade just recently.
Ginormous.
Kyrie Irving goes from Cleveland to the Celtics. Celtics pick up Kyrie Irving, and then they give up Isaiah Thomas, another guy who's like a young sort of up-and-coming big man, but not really great.
Jay Crowder.
Something.
Zizek?
Yes. Yeah. Trash.
Zizek. Let's just put this guy in there because we don't want him.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a big guy.
And Brooklyn's.
And 7-footers, you know, the great thing about 7-footers is that they're 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need a 7-footer. It's Moskov. And listen, all these guys are super athletic for being 7 foot tall. I don't want to like malign them by calling them trash. But, I mean, there's very little value. But the biggest one was the super high draft choice that the Cleveland Cavaliers also got. So, I mean, that's a good trade. I still think that the Nuggets could have done better, and I'm frustrated. All right? And, you know, do you have the Mile High Sports Twitter?
Yes.
Will you send out, hey, at Big Stiffs, we're talking about you?
Okay.
1340. I'll wait. No, do it now.
Give me a second.
No, listen, because, you know, they complain that no, I mean, they did mention us, but they complain that no one really talks basketball.
Yeah.
Except for 950.
We talk basketball. We at least once a night.
Yeah, but here's the thing that sticks in my craw.
Yeah.
You have the whole reason why you have all of these young prospects. You have so many prospects, you almost don't know what to do with all of it.
Yeah, no, that was a big problem last year.
Yes, it's the same problem. Do you know what happens? Do you know what happens if you continue to retain those prospects? Nothing.
Yeah, you get nowhere because
you need to cash in those chips, baby.
Yeah, there's only so much you can see what you got with a player every year. And if you got five of them at the same position, now you got to see what you want to have with them.
Do you know what Danny Ainge said today about Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
It's not every day. Yeah, Aiko, did we have to pay a high price? Yes, we had to pay a high price. But it's not every day that you get a 25-year-old perennial all-star to come in to your team. And I'm like, yes. Exactly right. And if you think the Nuggets couldn't have done better than Isaiah Thomas, something called ZZ and someone else, and a first, you could have done better. And I'm very frustrated because I believe that the Nuggets were like, oh, that's just too much to pay. We'll just keep all our prospects. No. Go get that guy. If we have already ascertained that players do not want to play in Denver by choice, then trade for one. Kyrie Irving and Gary Harris and Jokic and Paul Millsap and Juan Hernan Gomez would have challenged for a huge playoff seed. I'm talking about four or three. I don't believe a lot of these other teams got better. Injuries happen. I don't believe that Houston's going to be as good as they were. I don't believe that Oklahoma City will be very interesting to see, you know, if that can sustain with Paul George and Westbrook. Be very interesting to see. Minnesota will be very interesting to see. But if I had been able to put Kyrie Irving with those other guys, regardless of what old Grumpy over there, who's trying to practice being funny, says, he's practicing to be not funny, because that's how you're funny. And let me tell you something, Big Fuzz, if you ever get a chance to see Big Fuzz in improv, dear God, funny. Dear God, funny. But Kyrie Irving, what? This is why I'm so disappointed, and this is why I'm not going to talk about the Nuggets, because when it comes to step up big, the Nuggets aren't going to do it. You know, it's very interesting because if you think about the mindsets of the teams who are here, the Broncos could trade anybody at any time. They have that mentality. John Elway's mentality is we are going to win now and we are going to win later. And if that means trading you or whatever is that, then boom, right? We're going to make the trade. The Rockies used to be that way. Made big trades for big guys and made big free agent signings. I mean, really did when you think about it. There was a 5-year stretch where they, you know, picked up former Cy Young winners.
Was it like 98 to 2003?
95, they picked up Saberhagen.
Yeah.
96, they picked up Bill Swift.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they picked up Daryl Kyle. They picked up Hampton. They picked up Nagel.
Have the Nuggets ever had years like that?
No.
Well, I mean, they did trade for like
the biggest trade.
AI.
The biggest trade. The AI trade was big.
Yeah.
The biggest trade the Nuggets ever made was when they traded Kiki Vanderwey to Phoenix for Fat Lever. It was Calvin Natt. And I can't remember who the third guy was, but it was a third guy who was all right. And Calvin Natt ended up being one of the great, or Fat Lever ended up being one of the great players in basketball, probably most underrated player. Do you realize until last season when everyone decided that triple doubles were a huge, big number, and so everyone started doing it,
yeah,
that Fat Lever was third all time in triple doubles?
No.
Behind Oscar Robertson, maybe been second. You know, but Magic Johnson probably was in there too.
Mm.
But third on the list, man.
That's not bad.
And you know, and
not
and,
too shabby.
No. And Calvin Natt was the power, mean power forward that you needed. I mean, that was a good team. That was the end of Issel, I believe, and you had Alex English. That guy's jump shot.
money.
Looked like coffee going down someone's throat. I mean, it was just beautiful.
Smooth. Dark.
It was just awesome. It would just be silky. Oh my God, silky smooth. I can just picture it. It just looked like a missile coming out of the ground. Just boom, and then in. You just saw it.
Like velvet.
From the, oh, just, oh. Kind of makes me go, ooh, to think about Alex English's jump shot. Man. With Calvin Natt on the inside, you had Dan Issel, who was pretty much the inventor of the inside-outside guy. Fat Lever. It's a good team. They just couldn't get by the Lakers, which is a lot of teams couldn't get by the Lakers. But that was the biggest trade in the history of the Nuggets. I mean, the one to get Allen Iverson was pretty good, but they could have had another, and they decided not to do it. That's why I'm so angry. Kyrie Irving could have been a Nugget.
At least 2 years,
and they would have been good. Really, 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 really good. Shame on you, Nuggets. Funk you Tuesday.
Shame.
Lots of shame.
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 It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.